In other North Carolina news, a state science advisory board rejected a suggestion from Chemours Company to increase the level of Gen X considered safe in drinking water. Gen X is a chemical found in the water, air, and soil around the company's plant in Fayetteville. Vince Winkle joins us now. He's a reporter with WHQR in Wilmington. He has been following this very closely. Welcome back, Vince.
Thanks, Frank. Never a dull moment in the Cape Fear region.
No, not at all. And here's Chemours saying, could we put more of this into, just allow us to put higher levels and then we'd be in compliance. Tell us about that request and what happened when it got to the state.
Yeah, that request was had a lot of people here scratching their heads. I think it was a couple of months ago where seemingly out of the blue, they requested that the discharge permit be adjusted so that they could their wastewater stream could include higher levels of Gen X and because of that, naturally, other compounds. And people kind of wondered where that came from, considering everyone was trying to eliminate these chemicals from the wastewater stream. So no one was surprised at the Science Advisory Board's decision that that's simply not going to happen.
All right. And on Monday, Republican Representative Ted Davis from New Hanover County wrote a letter to Governor Cooper. What did he ask for?
He wants Governor Cooper to use his power to have the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, shut down Chemours, not only because he's not convinced they can eliminate everything from getting into the drinking water, but also because Chemours has decided not to hold a public hearing or a public meeting, rather, in Wilmington. In June, they held a public community meeting near the plant in a town called St. Paul's. And at that point, they actually told me that in the plans, there was going to be a public meeting in Wilmington since so many people here are so concerned about this issue. But since then, Chemours has announced that they are not planning to have a meeting in Wilmington, which infuriated the city and county officials and state representatives such as Ted Davis.
Yeah, Ted Davis, a Republican. The Republicans have not necessarily been friendly with the DEQ, and they've not necessarily been friends to more environmental control. So here's a Republican saying, shut them down. So this gives you some reflection, I suppose, of public sentiment, if this is what a representative is saying, a Republican representative. And last week, the EPA held a community engagement meeting in Fayetteville. How'd that go?
Correct. The EPA has now held four of these community engagement meetings around the country in communities that are struggling with similar issues. A few hundred citizens showed up, many of them from Wilmington. So after EPA gave a few hours of presentations on what they're focused on, the fireworks started when it was time for public comments from the citizens who all were demanding EPA to kind of get into the game and get involved and do something and perhaps take a look at stronger regulations. The EPA has said that they are developing a management plan for these types of chemical compounds, which they promise will be out this fall. And they're also looking at regulating these chemicals as a class at some point in the future. But they won't do that until they have a better understanding of how they act in the environment and exactly how toxic they are.
Yeah, this is fascinating because we're seeing growing public resentment about what's going on, growing public anger about the contamination of the Cape Fear River. At the same time, and I remember talking to you about this in June, the Chemours company saying, oh, yeah, we'd love to have more public forums. You reported on that. We talked to you about it. And also we're going to be more open and transparent with the media. That was back in June. Things have changed, right, Vince?
They have. And it might be because that first meeting they had in St. Paul's in June might not have gone as well as they had hoped. I mean, it was quite volatile. One or two of the residents who spoke up ended up being escorted out by sheriff's deputies. They are not as forthcoming as they were just a few months ago when they had this new strategy of being very transparent, giving people like me tours of the facility and answering questions quickly. Now it's gone. I think they've taken a step back because if I ask them a question or send them an email, it takes a lot longer for them to get back to me, which is the way it was about the whole first year of this story.
All right. Are there any more benchmarks or milestones in this story that we should be looking forward to?
Yeah, North Carolina State has done an exposure study. They took samples from more than 300 Wilmington residents late last year. They took urine samples, blood samples, and they tested their tap water. The tap water results came back in April, and they did show various chemical compounds still in people's tap water. Everyone's waiting for the blood and urine test results, which were supposed to come around Labor Day. That's been pushed back into October, but that will show exposure. It's not a health study. It won't show causation,
right,
but we'll see what the levels are of these various chemical compounds in these Wilmington residents,
right,
and that'll
Vince.
Be here in October.
All right, Vince. Well, we will stay tuned. Thank you for your reporting, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Vince Winkle, reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. Just ahead, an update on privatization of the largest health care provider in Western North Carolina. Talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.